Having obtained help from God, I continue to this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. They said that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and show light to the people and to the Gentiles. And those are not my words, friends. Those are the words of the Apostle Paul, straight out of the Scriptures, as found in Acts 26, verses 22 through 23. That's in Acts 26, verses 22 through 23. But indeed, those are my words, because that's what I've been doing in this series of programs, talking to you about how that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, just like all the prophets and Moses did say should come. In other words, God said it, and God did it. And let's hear about two more prophecies, the last two prophecies we'll cover in this series, about the Messiah and how the Messiah was fulfilled in Christ at his first coming. All of those prophecies about the Messiah were fulfilled by Christ at his first coming. So for the 36th out of the 37 prophecies that we've been covering, let's turn over to Psalms, the 16th chapter, and verse 10. This is the book of Psalms in the 16th chapter. We'll start reading in verse 10, and this is about the fact that our Messiah was resurrected. Here David says, "You will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption." And then that was fulfilled, as we read in Acts, the 2nd chapter, verse 22 through 32. This is in Acts, the 2nd chapter, verses 22 through 32. Here Paul is saying, "Men of Israel," or actually this is Peter. Peter is saying, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Yeshua of Nazareth was a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did through him, as you know. This same Jesus being delivered by the counsel and foreknowledge of God," that's right, I want to pause here just for a second, "these things happened to Jesus by the counsel and foreknowledge of God." In other words, God prophesied that these things would happen. And since God said it, God did it. So now back to Peter. "This same Jesus being delivered by the counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. This same Jesus God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it. For David speaks concerning him, 'My flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption.'" Then Peter says, "Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day." So in other words, what Peter is saying is, this prophecy that David was speaking of could not refer to himself, because David is still dead and buried, even to this day. Going back to what Peter said, "Therefore, being a prophet," referring to David, "and knowing that God had sworn an oath to him that from his physical lineage he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, therefore David, seeing this in advance," in other words, understanding this as a prophecy, as something that would happen in the future, "he spoke," he prophesied, "of the resurrection of Messiah, that his soul would not be left in hell, neither did his flesh," the Messiah's flesh, "see corruption. This same Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." And now, to the fact that he was in the grave for 3 days and three nights and then was resurrected, let's hear Jesus' words himself. We can find this prophecy in Matthew, the 12th chapter, and in verse 40. This is in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. And this is where Jesus himself testifies that after 3 days and three nights of being in the grave, he would be resurrected. He gives a story about Jonah, and he says, "As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And now for the fulfillment of that, we can read in Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 37 through 43. This is Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 37 through 43. Here we have it said, "The word has been published throughout all of Judea about how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, in order to do good and to heal all that were oppressed of the devil. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, even the part about him being crucified and hanged on a tree. But God raised him up the third day and showed him openly, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. So here we have it said that to him, to Jesus, give all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. So again, we've been going through 37 prophecies concerning the Messiah's first coming as fulfilled in Jesus the Christ. And here it says, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. And this was preached throughout all of Judea. So people have no excuse because they heard it. God said it, and God did it, and they witnessed it. So they have no excuse. And the proof is there. Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies of the Messiah at his first coming. And now, for the 37th and final prophecy, we have here that the Messiah was ascended to God's right hand after he was resurrected. He ascended to God's right hand. And this is in Psalms chapter 110 and verse 1. Psalms chapter 110 and verse 1. Again, this is David speaking. A psalm of David. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. And when it says, the Lord said to my Lord, the Lord first spoken of is God. The Lord, capital letters, said to my Lord, lowercase letters, speaking of Jesus the Christ. So the Lord, God the Father, said to my Lord, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, sit at my right hand until I, God the Father, make your, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, your enemies your footstool. And now for the fulfillment of that, we can read in Acts the second chapter, verses 34 through 38. This is Acts the second chapter, verses 34 through 38. For David has not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand until I make your foes your footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God the Father has made that same Jesus his Son, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. In other words, this is the Lord that would sit at the right hand of the Lord God the Father. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So by the preaching of Jesus the Christ, these people were pricked in their heart. They asked Peter, what shall we do as a result of this knowledge that we have heard? And Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you've been listening to this series of programs, and you have not yet repented of your sins, and yet you have heard the Word of God concerning Jesus Christ, that he is both Lord and Christ, that he was crucified as a result of our sins and your sins. That's right, you too have a responsibility in the crucifixion of the Christ. If you have heard these words and you have not yet repented, now is the time to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you can contact us if you're willing to do that, and we'll be happy to assist you in that process. Please just listen at the end of the program for our contact information. And now, let's read one more part about this prophecy, that our Messiah has been resurrected and now is seated at the right hand of our Father. It says in Psalms chapter 68, verse 18, you have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts for men, that the Lord God might dwell among them. And for the fulfillment of that prophecy, we can read about it in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 10. This is Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 10. But to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Why? So that he might fill all things. So in other words, this scripture is saying that when Jesus ascended on high, he led captivity captive. Those who led others in captivity, he turned around and took them captive. And who are those who led others into captivity? Well, primarily, it's Satan the devil and his demons and all of Satan's followers, whether they be people who are professing Christianity but are not true Christians, or whether they be anyone else from a false religion, or anyone else who's an agnostic, or anyone else who is an atheist. No matter who it is, all of those who lead people into captivity to wrong ideas, to lies, to deceptions, Jesus Christ, when he ascended on high, led all of those thoughts captive. In other words, Jesus Christ has gained the victory, and now everyone and every idea is subjected to Jesus the Christ. But, as it said earlier, we do not see all of the enemies yet under the footstool of Jesus Christ. That will not happen until Messiah's second coming, when he will seek for the first time to save the entire world, when he will put Satan away for 1,000 years, binding him and putting him in a condition of restraint, when he will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, ruling over all of the earth, establishing the kingdom of God over all of the earth. That's when the Messiah will finally put all of his enemies under his footstool. And now let me read to you one more very interesting thing. This is in Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 45. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 45. Here it says, and this is speaking of Jesus, and he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you. Why? So that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Well, I've tried to open your eyes to understand the scriptures concerning prophecies of the Messiah that Jesus the Christ fulfilled during his first coming. I have called 37 witnesses to testify to you that Jesus is the prophesied Messiah. But you must choose to believe. Do you believe? Concerning fulfilled prophecy, we should remember this phrase: God said it, and God did it. Concerning future prophecy, we should remember this phrase: God said it, and God will do it.